Hey, how's it going? It's Monday, May 16th, and I assume this Monday is a hell of a lot better than last Monday. And why would that be? Oh, I don't know. Maybe because everything that I've given you over the past couple days has lined your pockets with money. Oh, man, what a couple days. What a round. On Friday, all those props, we had Mika Zibanejad hitting a goal, hitting the shots, Jamie Benn hit the shots, Shesterkin had the over on saves, just raking, full raking. Then I told you about clenched ass cheeks in game sevens, and I know you got worried, you guys got worried, but Andy, all the overs, game seven, clenched cheeks, first game, 3-2. Second game, 2-1. Third game, 2-0. We had the little hiccup with the Rangers, but those are two wacky teams anyway. Then right back to the unders, 3-2. Under. Game seven, we're doing limbos. We're going under. It worked once again, as it has over the course of my whole life. And hopefully you guys all benefited from it as much as I did. And on top of that, if you go back, every single series price that I gave you, when I said this is a good deal, now's the time to get it, whether it was Edmonton at minus 110 after that game one loss, or Florida at minus 135 for the series after their game three loss when they went down to 2-1, every single one hit. Tampa, that hit for the series, all of them. So you guys, I mean, I don't know if it's I'm going to Disneyland, but you went somewhere. You got the extra shot put in your Starbucks, so you're welcome. However, as physics has taught us, what goes up hopefully stays up the whole rest of the playoffs. But I guess time will tell. But if you haven't got in on that round one action where we were just raking, then all you got to do is go to BetMGM. You still got time. You got to bet $10 on any game. And if either team scores a goal, here's a hint, somebody's going to score, then you're going to get a free $200. All you got to do is you go to BetMGM, you use the promo code OSNHL, you bet $10 on a game, and you'll get $200. Or you can just click the link down below in the description, and you can get some $200 that we can build up in this next round, and then build up further in the round after that, and then put the cherry on top in the Stanley Cup, and then we're off for the summer to spend our money on the vacation that we earned right here on the Odd Shopper channel, where you should be clicking likes and clicking shares and clicking a whole bunch of things to help me. I appreciate it. I really do. But let's go on to round two here. Since there are no games today on this Monday, I thought I would do the same thing that I did last series, where I try to break down these series quickly and tell you which prices I like and the ones that I kind of don't really like. So I'll start out there on the West Coast with the Cup favorites, the Colorado Avalanche, who are coming in at, oh, I don't know, just a unaffordable minus 380 against the St. Louis Blues. I mean, this is inflation grocery prices. That's absurd. Minus 380? So it's just one of those situations, it's a stay away for me, because I'm not going to be, oh, you hear these people with the Blues, oh, this is a different Blues team, this ain't the one that got swept, okay, all right, I understand, you brought in Buskevich, you brought in Saad, and Saad was on their team last year, and you got Letty on the back end, he scored in game six, helped out. Okay, maybe it's not going to be like last year. What, you're going to lose in five instead of four, maybe six? I've always believed when the team beats you and you play them the following year or the year after that, there's a psychology thing where they have you mentally defeated. It's not like it's new teams. It's not like it's new coaching staffs. You guys were on that same ice 12 months ago, and they know that they smacked you. You know that they smacked you, and usually, not, it might not necessarily be a beating, but there's no way I could trust St. Louis. However, I am praying that they come out and get one of those random game one wins, because then finally, after that loss, hopefully you can get the Avalanche at a decent Stanley Cup price. Because if you're somebody like me who took Tampa to win the Cup and they play a team like the Avalanche, you can't just trust that the Avalanche are going to lose that series. So what you can do ahead of time is take the Avalanche after a loss in game one to win the Cup. That's what I did last year when Tampa lost to the Islanders in game one. I took them to win the Cup, got a great price on it, and that's what I'm hoping to do with Colorado, even though the price will still be mediocre. But it's better than the minus or the plus 200 they're giving us now for the Cubs. We're literally one round into the playoffs. We're in round two, which I guess means two rounds into the what is that? Is that one round in, or are we two rounds in? Because we've completed one round. So if I said we're 1 foot in, we've walked 12 inches in. Anyway, that's just an idiotic point. Taking Colorado after a game one loss for the Stanley Cup is something I would be looking to do if they happen to lose game one of that series. Not touching that line. Still think Colorado gets through that series. And that's all I have to say about that one. Next over, I'm going to head over to the East Coast, where you got Carolina playing the Rangers. And believe it or not, I think there is as much of a chance of Carolina beating the Rangers as there is in Colorado beating St. Louis. The discrepancy in talent between those two teams, it was on full display over the course of those two series. The Rangers, if you look at those, all the metrics deserve to lose almost every game of that series. I think one game they had the Rangers at like 50% chance of winning. All the other games, those win-o-meters, you know, I ever see those charts, they all were in Pittsburgh's favor. The Rangers got so outplayed. They were so undisciplined. There was no structure. They were all over the place. I call that teams like that who you don't understand what they're doing out there. They're just playing random hockey. I call that roller hockey. I say, oh, they play the roller hockey style where they just go out there and hope good things happen with their players' talent. They play roller hockey, and I think that they're going to get crushed. You never know. With Shesterkin, there's always a chance because he started to come back to form the same way that Vasilevsky came back to form. And he kind of was a part of that win. Even though it wasn't a full robbery game, he kept them in it with some unbelievable saves. And maybe if he steals a game in the first two and then they come home, could have a big game three, essentially do what Washington almost did to Florida, where they split the first two, and then they took game three, and they were that empty netter away from winning game four. I think that's the path the Rangers would need to go to win this series because they are so much worse. However, getting Carolina at a minus 190 to a team that they look considerably better than, it's honestly a deal. It's a deal. Look, I've never liked the Hurricanes. I've never been a supporter of their team. Now, obviously, I'm never rooting for the Rangers as an Islander fan. Rooting interest aside, Carolina should take that series pretty handily, so I'm even cool with that minus 190. I guess we'll see what happens, because you never do know round to round. I remember when the Islanders looked awful last year in round one, they started to pick up steam in round two and then gave the Lightning a real run for their money round three. It does happen where you can find your legs like in the middle of round two. Hockey's real weird like that. However, I don't think so. These two teams actually played in the bubble two seasons ago, and Shesterkin was there. That was the play-in, like the mini round, the best of five, and Carolina murdered them. They beat them in three straight. Then go into the other series. I've told you so many times, I got Tampa coming out of the East, and that would essentially mean that they have to beat Florida. Now, Florida's favored in this series, so by virtue of who I like getting out of the East, I obviously feel comfortable telling you to take Tampa. I do not think it's going to be a cakewalk like it was last year going into Florida for games one and two and just coming out with two wins and then going back to Tampa, just literally needing one of two to have this series essentially done with. Tampa, now that they've won back-to-back cups, you just saw this last round. They're bringing the absolute best out of teams where Florida, I mean, they were sleepwalking through it. They barely got through Washington. They looked awful. They were 0 for 19 on the power play. They were just, there was no structure defensively, and good luck trying to come back from 3-0 down against this team, because this is not Ilya Samsonov and the Washington Capitals. This is a different beast who we just saw that goalie play up to his potential in that Game 7 versus Toronto. So you want to take those chances versus them? Then you learn no lessons from last year, because the way to beat Tampa is you have to be able to beat them one game offensively and then another game defensively, because we just saw that version of Tampa that I've been waiting for that wins 2-1 and is fully cool, blocking 24 shots and relying on Vasilevsky while scoring on the counter and using their power play. And that's what I think you're going to get more of in this series. A couple games, you know, you're going to get enamored with Florida. Maybe Florida wins a 7-5 game, but then all of a sudden you're going to see back-to-back 2-1 Tampa wins. And I think Tampa gets through this series. And if you're getting them at plus money, which they are right now, I think they're like a plus 120, I would feel super comfortable betting on Tampa for that series. And lastly, this is my one upset. And I'm not doing it because it's like, oh, I can't do all favorites. You know how I am. Like, I'm not just going to take weird picks to take weird picks. I'm going with the Edmonton Oilers to actually beat the Calgary Flames. I think they're like a plus 150. I think they got the Calgary Flames at a minus 190, and that's pretty generous considering how kind of middle of the road they just looked in that last series. They look very thin on offense. If Goudreau's not creating chances up front, then, I mean, they go stretches where they go cold on offense, and it seems like, all right, well, what's going to get this going? They look relatively inexperienced, and I believe that there's a chance for the high-end stars of Edmonton, assuming Draisaitl gets himself mostly healthy. That's a series that's ripe for the picking. And obviously, there's the Battle of Alberta. There's going to be crazy, intense environments, but I look at two teams who's relying on the top end of their roster to produce offensively. So give me the Oilers to get through and play the Avalanche in the Western Conference Finals. That's what I got for you today. A little preview of round two of the NHL playoffs. And tomorrow, I guess we'll be back with you to break down the first two game ones, and we'll get some of our standard bets in. But you know how those first couple games are. I like to feel, you know, I need to be like one of those boxers like Mayweather, where I don't throw too much in those first two games, but I don't take too much either. You know, I kind of got to be a nibbler, as I called it, a lingerer. Anyway, I will talk to you guys then. If you can, do me a favor, the Jack Klompas favor.
Do me a personal favor.
Like this video, share it with someone who appreciates hockey and NHL betting. There aren't enough of us out there. We need to grow the brand, grow the sport online with the betting. And, you know, this is a good place to do it considering what the hell just happened last round. All right? I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. I'll talk to you then. Take it easy. Enjoy your off day. And I will be back with you tomorrow.